they sound like friends. It's not just necessarily just coworkers. They sound like friends and a good team put together. I'm Mark from Phoenix, and that's why I listen to Arizona's Morning News with Jim Sharp and Jamie West every morning on KTR News 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, Pamela, we had the chance to talk to former NFL player, two-time Super Bowl champ, left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Max Starks. A huge man, by the way, when he's here in the building. I always say it takes me three steps just to walk around him. And we talked about coaching at a collegiate level and at a professional level because of the story that came out of the University of Maryland, where the entire coaching staff, a majority of the coaching staff, was suspended for what appeared to be, I thought, that's how you were a coach.
A culture of abuse, yeah. And some of the things that this coach and the staff were accused of, you know, yelling and screaming and making the players work hard. And you're going, well, isn't that what football coaching is about?
What we learned along the way was just a culture of humiliation, verbal abuse, and questioning players' masculinity, and just several instances and anecdotes after anecdote about how these players were put in positions to go beyond what they were physically capable of doing.
So is there another way of doing it?
Yeah.
Instead of yelling, screaming, berating, belittling players, is there another way to go about getting the most out of someone?
Joining us right now in the KTAR studio is Tamara Clark. And Tamara is a partnership manager for the Positive Coaching Alliance, the PCA. Now, I became aware of this because this is tied to the Tomey family. Richard Tomey, son Dick Tomey, former U of A football coach. And this is, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about Positive Coaching Alliance, because as I understand it, it's the 180-degree opposite of what was going on at the University of Maryland.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
First off, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
We're super excited that we are able to share a little bit about what PCA does, especially in regards to the horrificness that came out of Maryland. What we do, a lot of people think that we are a happy, everybody wins, everybody gets a trophy type of organization. And that's not at all what we do. We just help promote that there is a better way to get athletes to perform to their top by being a positive influence in their lives, not just you belittling them or yelling at them or cussing at them, not any way doing that, but there's definitely a different way to do it. And that's what we teach. We do workshops to help not only the coaches be better, but also the parents and athletes.
Okay.
So, you know, this, I'm all for this. It sounds great. If you listen to the show at all, you know, I believe in building people up, not tearing them down. But I've never played football. And even when, you know, I've heard Max Starks talk yesterday and others here in this building that have played football at a professional level, I mean, at the highest level, you know, at some point in time, a boy has got to be made into a man. And a lot of the ways that we perceive that to happen is by tearing them down and building them back up. So how do you do that differently through the Positive Coaching Alliance?
So absolutely. And I'm from Texas, so I come from a football state. So I absolutely get that whole concept of, you know, the tough coach gets the most out of them. But what our studies have shown is that you can actually get more out of your athletes by being a influencer in their life, not just a what we call a win-at-all-cost coach. So the win-at-all-cost coach is your strict coach that thinks that instilling fear and, you know, intimidation in athletes.
Players are terrified of them.
Correct. And they're going to perform at their best. When really, all they want is somebody to coach them not only through their sport, but through their life. So a little statistic that we use a lot is 70% of athletes actually drop out of sports by the time they're 13. And the number one reason is because they're not having fun.
Yeah.
And it has a lot to do with their coaches.
Yeah.
But their parents as well. Their parents get a lot involved.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. We've had plenty of stories about parents behaving badly on sidelines.
It's bad. So we actually use that to our advantage and come into those schools and really.
So you talk about, you know, helping coaches develop this positive coaching through the alliance here. And how do you do that with parents, though?
So just a little background on our coach. So we do have a double goal coach is what we call them. So, again, we don't just focus on everybody wants a trophy. It's our whole purpose of a double goal coach is winning and teaching life lessons.
Okay.
So winning is absolutely important, but it's how you win and how you handle the situations when you don't win and how to make certain decisions. So with the parent, we call them a second goal parent. So their only goal is teaching those life lessons. So all too often, parents think they know more than the coach.
Yes. Yeah.
Or they think they know more than the ref.
Blocking schemes and
exactly.
Pitch counts. Yes.
Exactly. And I mean, it's awesome that parents want to be so involved in their kids in sports, but ultimately, currently, it can be very hindering to the athlete to where they don't want to play anymore.
You know, it's interesting you say that. And Pamela and I both, a friend of ours, Bertrand Berry, who played for the Cardinals and also played at the University of Notre Dame. And he played for Coach Lou Holtz, who's a legendary coach. And I said, you know, I was interested. I mean, it was just a side. What was it like to play for Coach Holtz? He called him his second dad. He said, yeah. He goes, this is the man who, other than my father, made the largest impact on my life as a man, not a football player, as a man, as a person. And I was like, well, now that to me would be the measure of a great coach. Now, he happened to win a lot of football games along the way, but he positively impacted the people
around
him.
But is that why he won a lot of
football games? Right. Like, so, chicken and egg.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We always ask coaches whenever we go to a coach's workshop, what would you rather have on your team? A team full of kids who are giving you 100% effort or a team full of 100% talent? And surprisingly, there's a shocking amount that hesitate to raise for the effort. Mm. When reality, I mean, teams that win a lot, I just had one of my trainers use the example, the Dodgers are stacked to win. The Rams are stacked to win. But are they going to win? It's not all about the talent on the team. It's about who's going to put forth the more effort. And how do you handle getting that effort from the kids? And that's what we teach coaches.
We're talking to Tamara Clark. Wow. She is a partnership manager for Positive Coaching Alliance. We're talking about what's taken place at the University of Maryland, the coaching staff there has been, you know, put on leave because of a culture of abuse. I think it's really interesting that we also have the ASU football coach, Herm Edwards, who is sitting on your national advisory board. So I think that, like, that shows the difference in his coaching mentality versus other college coaches. I know he was at a professional level as well, but he's got a very different mentality than some other big name coaches out there.
Absolutely. And if you ever get a chance to actually meet Herm Edwards, everything he speaks and preaches on is who he is as a person.
He seems very genuine.
He is. And we actually just had a huge event back in June, and him and Dick Tomey were our speakers, and they share the same coaching philosophy. So it's really cool to see that two coaches from almost, you know, essentially two different generations have the same coaching philosophy, and they were both successful. And I can't wait to see, honestly, what Herm Edwards does with ASU this year. Like,
Tamara,
careful.
I want to know.
I'm a U of A guy. I'm neither.
Okay. So,
hey, Tamara, real quick, though, I know that there are parents listening right now that you really struck a nerve with. Where can they go as parents to find out more and participate?
Absolutely. So you can always go to www.pca_arizona.org, and we are absolutely happy to help you out in any way that you can.
We're going
to
tweet that out for folks.
We already have it
up. At Bruce and Pamela, so that you can get that information. And
I'm happy to leave a business card that you guys can share with as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.